tomorrow night, the original visionary behind the Atlanta Beltline, Ryan Gravel, will be giving a talk at the High Museum of Art. The Trails and Transit project, now slowly making its way around the city, is based on Gravel's 1999 master's thesis at Georgia Tech. But what this is really about is the future of the city of Atlanta and what it can be. Gravel says that Atlanta's a young city and that it's in the process of reimagining its modern identity. I think it's just going to be a neat talk and a neat opportunity for discussion.
There's real hope here for leisure and enjoyment around town that doesn't involve driving.
Yeah. So that's Ryan Gravel, and he'll be giving his talk, Public Space, Civic Identity, and the Cultivation of a New Atlanta, tomorrow night at the High at 7 o'clock.
Among the best things about the December holidays in Atlanta is the traditional Christmas with the ASO.
That's right. And it was begun by legendary choral director Robert Shaw years ago, right?
Yeah. And Norman McKenzie was the heir designate by Shaw himself.
And it's really big in every way, with more than 400 musicians and singers bringing to life the story of the first Christmas. These performances are, of course, at Symphony Hall, and it's taking place this weekend. But there's also another way to see the symphony, Lois, that's a little less conventional.
And so cool.
Very cool. This is the ASO Midtown Takeover. Orchestra members are giving free holiday performances around Midtown all this month, sort of in pop-up locations. The next one is actually taking place on Friday at 5 p.m. at the Georgia Tech Barnes & Noble. And there are a few more as the rest of the month goes on as well, sprinkled throughout the day at various Peachtree Street locations. And there's one taking place later this month at MARTA's Art Center Station.
What is the problem, Mr. Davis?
I can't see through her hair.
Now, with this event, it seems we'll have hairspray for Christmas.
So this is a different kind of event for grown-ups, and definitely for grown-ups only. John Waters, the director behind cult classics like Hairspray, as you mentioned, and Pink Flamingos, is in town to perform a night of holiday mischief with his critically acclaimed one-man show, A John Waters Christmas. So really what folks can expect from this show is a monologue sort of that goes on at a rapid pace that explodes the traditional holiday rituals and traditions, including his unhealthy love of real-life holiday horror stories.
Well, I know that John Waters and the show will be divine.
Absolutely. That's John Waters' Christmas at the Variety Playhouse tomorrow night.